Hare Krishna. Question: as devotee sadhakas, which books of our acharyas can we read? Answer: yes, certainly, the books of the previous acharyas are the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Srila Prabhupada gave their essential, or the essential important points from their commentaries and his purports to us. And he naturally didn't want to stagnate Krishna consciousness with us, with himself. He wanted to connect us with our glorious tradition. So there are two extreme positions in this. One is to say that, you know, unless we have completed all of Srila Prabhupada's books repeatedly, we should consider the previous acharya's books as utterly untouchable. That is a very extreme position. Another extreme position is to say that, oh, Prabhupada has given us only very basic things, so we don't have to read Prabhupada books. The real nectar is only in previous acharya's books, so we should just jump to previous acharya's books. So both these are extreme situations. We need to understand, get a balanced understanding. And a balanced understanding is that we need to be properly attracted to Krishna. Properly attracted to Krishna means that the attraction to Krishna, sahajiyas also have attraction to Krishna, but the problem is it's a non-philosophical attraction which becomes sentimental, and over time it becomes immoral, or at the very least it's a superficial. So we need a very strong foundation in basic philosophy, and we need to see the relevance of scripture in our day-to-day lives. Yes, sometimes we may read some previous acharya's books, and we may get some esoteric, come to know about some esoteric things about Krishna and his pastimes. We may think, oh, this is all so sweet. We may speak this, but, you know, at one level we speak the sweetness of those things, and then at another level we are chasing after the supposedly sweet taste of sense gratification. So then that sweetness is not permeating our life and transforming our life. So the point is that we want to study scripture and study the acharya's works in a transformational way, not just in a titillational way, where you just come to know, oh, I know some things about Krishna which no one else knows, or which so few people know. And you get a small egoistic kind of thrill thinking that, oh, I read this book, I read that book, I read that book. No, we shouldn't be like that. So our goal, whenever we read Prabhupada's books or the previous acharya's books, should be the mood of service. We read their books so that we can serve them, and we can relish the legacy that they have left for us. Now, specifically, in the initial stages of our life, we need to focus on getting the fundamentals, the basics of Krishna consciousness right. And that's why we should read Prabhupada's books very systematically, seriously. And nowadays there are most places in the Krishna consciousness movement, there are systematic Shastric study courses, like the Bhakti Shastri course that is happening. So we attend such courses and we get rooted strongly in the basics. And once we have understood the basics properly, then depending on our specific service, our specific inspiration, our specific need, we can study other books. So other books can also be books by Prabhupada's followers if we have interest in a specific subject and we want to study that subject. So for example, if we are from a scientific background and we want to study something on science and spirituality, then we can look at devotee scientist books. So that way, if we study based on more of a need or interest or inspiration, then our study will be more guided and it will not be superficial. It will be more purposeful, it will be more transformational, because we will be using, internalizing, contemplating what we study. So now, regarding the acharya's books, generally, now I'll just go over some of the books here to give an understanding. It's difficult to do a summary of all the previous acharya's books here. So we usually start by studying the Bhagavad Gita as our main book. So for understanding the Bhagavad Gita deeply, the previous acharya's commentaries are very helpful. So Bhurijan Prabhu has made some insights from those commentaries available in his Sarandaran to me. And Garuda Prabhu has also made some insights of that available in his book, The Beloved Lord's Secret Love Song. And other devotees have also written the Bhagavad Gita like that. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is a is a commentator who brings the rasa in Bhagavad, in Bhakti, who makes the rasa in Bhakti accessible to us. And further, also we see that the Baldev Vidyabhushan has his own way of analyzing the Bhagavad Gita's multiple levels of presentation and integrating them by using his own three-level frame of analysis. So it's quite illuminating to see the Bhagavad Gita analyzed and explained in so many different ways. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary is, of course, more of a sub-commentary. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote two small comments. He published the Bhagavad Gita twice. Once Baldev Vidyabhushan's translation with a brief commentary of his, and once Baldev Chakravartipad's commentary with a brief sub-commentary of his own. So, if we are inspired by Bhagavad Gita, then we can study the Bhagavad Gita commentaries of the previous acharyas. If our interest is in the Bhagavatam, then the Sarada Darshini is a wonderful, wonderful book. It opens the Bhagavatam and charms the heart. So it's a beautiful book. If you want to go deep into the Bhagavatam, we can read that. If our stress is on connecting ourselves with the Bhagavatam, then definitely that's a go-to book. If our interest is more in the 10th canto, which is, of course, if our interest is focused on Krishna, then there are books which our acharyas have written on the 10th canto, which are very relishable, and we can read those books. So, for example, now all this I am talking about after one has situated yourself properly in the philosophical fundamentals. But in the 10th canto, we can read Gopal Champu and Anandavan Champu. There are some sections which are esoteric, and if we start feeling a little disturbed while reading those, we can skip those sections. But overall, the characters who are described in the 10th canto, we really come to know them when we study Gopal Champu. The character development of those characters, who are just briefly described in the Bhagavatam, that development is done by Jiva Goswami in a beautiful way. Actually, Gopal Champu in Sanskrit is an exquisite poetic book. Champu is a form of literary composition that combines prose and poetry according to certain specific rules of composition. So, Jiva Goswami uses those rules of composition and he does exquisite work. So, it's a very beautiful book to actually increase our devotion to Krishna. Now, of course, Shivaram Maharaj has made many of the insights from the previous acharya's commentaries, especially related to the 10th canto, available in this Krishna and Vrindavan series. So, one can read that also if one feels more inspired. So, to read those books. But the previous acharya's books also they've been translated and they're available to us. Now, if we are more interested in philosophy, or if our interest is more, say, in the Vedantic study sort of thing, then Govinda Bhashya is the book to go to, because the Govinda Bhashya is a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, and the Vedanta Sutra is basically a summary and an analysis of the teachings of the Upanishads. So, Baldev Vidyabhushan in the Govinda Bhashya shows basically how the Vedanta Sutra is theistic, a personalistic, and ultimately centered on devotion to a personal deity, that is Vishnu Krishna. So, to see the Vedantic and the Upanishadic basis of bhakti in a philosophical way, the Govinda Bhashya is a very good book to understand Gaudiya Vaishnavism per se. So, now I have talked about till now about Bhagavad Gita and about Bhagavatam, and then about Bhagavatam 10th canto. We want to understand the Gaudiya Vaishnavism per se, then there are several important books also. The book Chaitanya Shikshamrita and Jaiva Dharma, these two books are foundational to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And they are the books which we, if we want to understand Gaudiya Vaishnavism properly, they are important for us to study and to understand these principles properly. And these are Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books. Prior to that also, we can study the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Now, with the commentary of Jiva Goswami, that has also been translated by Bhanu Maharaj, and that's available. And that gives a very devotionally analytical study of bhakti. And then, of course, if one wants to look at the Vedantic and the Bhagavatam foundations of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Then there are Jiva Goswami Sandarbhas. The Shat Sandarbhas are foundational books for Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and they also we can study. So these are, of course, after we have studied Chaitanya Charitamrita systematically, and at one level this can appear to be a huge amount of study. You may say, I don't even get half an hour to study every day. Who is going to study all these books? But important point we need to remember is that that yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayet. So we have to connect with Krishna. And sometimes it may well happen that we are not able to connect with one book. And if we think that this is all that there is to Krishna consciousness, and then we feel, oh, I am so unfortunate, I have no taste for Krishna, so let me not study anything only. But better than that attitude is to study something. So we may, if we find that we are reading a particular book and somehow we are not feeling inspired, we are not feeling motivated, yes, we certainly need to use willpower to keep persevering in the study. But if you are not able to study somehow or the other, then we can switch to some other book with which we can connect with better and study better. Now, of course, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana are also very important books. And although our acharyas and none of our acharyas have given commentaries on them, but there are several devotees who have rendered the Ramayana in contemporary terms, as also the Mahabharata. There is Krishna Dharma Prabhu who has done that, both the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. But his is more of a primarily a narration of the stories. There are other devotees, like Sashubhilas Prabhu has done the Ramayana with some lessons from it also. So these are also books that we can read. So the point is, we at one level don't restrict ourselves to only a particular framework of study. Because then if we don't feel connected, don't feel inspired in that framework, then we may not connect at all with Krishna. So the important thing is we should stay connected with Krishna. And whichever way, through whichever book we can connect with Krishna, we should see that as Krishna's blessing. And connect ourselves with Krishna through that. At the same time, the nature of the mind is to take the easy way out, to take the path of least resistance. And therefore, when we start reading a book and anywhere the book becomes a little philosophical, a little technical, and we say, oh, this is too much, let me just put this aside. And then we may just shift from that book to some other book at that time. But that sort of jumping from one book to another and choosing the path of least resistance, not only will that deprive us of the mental discipline that brings about purification, but that will also deprive us of cultivating a service attitude and rendering service to the Vaishnava Acharyas. So either when we are reading Prabhupada's books or previous Acharya's books, we should do it first and foremost in the mood of service. Yes, we also need to be inspired ourselves in our reading. But when we read any book, we can pray to Srila Prabhupada, we can pray to our spiritual master, at least at the start of the book. And we can pray to the previous Acharya whose book we are reading. And then we can start reading that book on a regular basis. And we should make a plan. It's not that 2 days I read Gopal Champu and the next 5 days I read Sara Darshini and the next 1 week I read Ramayana and then I read Lilamrut. And then like that 5 years, 10 years pass and then I realize I have read nothing practically, systematically in my life. And that is very, it can be very disheartening when we realize I have been practicing bhakti for so many years and I have not read anything. So we need to have some discipline in our Shastric study. And that way we can move onwards in our practice of bhakti. So after we are rooted in the fundamentals with the books that deal with the fundamentals, then after that we can, based on our interest, our need and our circumstance, with the blessings of our seniors, read the previous Acharya's books, not for the sake of titillating ourselves by getting some esoteric information, but for transforming ourselves by increasing our attraction to Krishna, by rendering service to his exalted devotees. So we should read Prabhupada's books in the mood of serving him. And when we read previous Acharya's books, it is not that we become special just by reading those books. Oh, I am reading a book which no one has read. If at all there is anything speciality that will result, that is if we become transformed, we become increasingly attracted and devoted to Krishna by reading those books. And that will also be the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. It is he who has introduced us to the tradition. And it is by his blessings that we get the blessings of the tradition. We get the connection with the tradition. And we get the blessings of the tradition also. So if we have that humble mood of service, and if our mood is primarily that we want to become more transformationally attracted to Krishna by knowing about the Siddhanta and the Leela of Krishna, then with that devotional mood, we can study different books of the different Acharyas and thus grow in our bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.